the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, and welcome to part 8, the conclusion of the 8-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. I'm Penny Smith with special guest Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Dr. Pandey, tell us about the complexity of simple and how it addresses cultural bias.
It's a very good question as well, Penny. We tend to teach words by dividing them into simple words, and they're usually the monosyllabic words. And then the longer they get, we think that they're more complex, at least from the standpoint of most early childhood educators in the Western world that are teaching standard English. Now, we need to realize that only 15% of our vocabulary in the English language it has been retained from Anglo-Saxon, that is, from the immigrant language called English that was born in England, but it was actually an immigrant language. The rest of that language borrowed from Latin, which came from Sanskrit, and the closest survivor of that is now Hindi. But when we think about that, when we use words like mean and moon, so she's mean, or and I mean this, you know, the homonyms, different meanings of the word mean, even though they're monosyllabic, they're very complex for children from Latin-speaking backgrounds who end up learning from the very beginning words that we would classify as tier 4 and tier 5 words. For example, mean in Spanish, which is the closest ancestor, if you think about it, or the closest to spoken Latin. It's over 90% similar to Latin. For example, you say culpa, which is the same in Latin and Spanish. Maestro is the same, maestra for female, but you can see the similarities. But in Spanish, the word for moon is luna, and the child may have trouble making the word moon, but we have to remember that good night moon actually goes to bed after third grade and sometimes even earlier, because we end up having to learn in science and math by third grade and sometimes by fourth grade and maybe even earlier lunar, lunatic, and all kinds of extensions of that Latin base word. We also find that children might have trouble learning the word mean, but they have no trouble understanding signify, signification, significance. Very complex words when we think about that. But it's very simple for them because in their Latin-based language like Romanian, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish, these are the roots and they can easily recognize them. The same thing with avión. Avión is the Latin base for plane. Planes don't fly, and I mean that in a non-literal sense, after third grade, because then they have to learn aviation, avionics, an aviary. All of those come from the Latin base. So there's something to be recognized here, that there's complexity in vocabulary. And this author, Alma Ada Flor, who is one of my favorite children's writers, she's Cuban, and she said when she came here as an exchange student in high school, her teacher always got angry at her because she needed a dictionary for the simplest of words. And the teacher would get very frustrated, like, how can you not understand and spell the word mean? It's a very simple word. And she says, I could not explain to her because I didn't have the vocabulary that I can read Gone with the Wind. I can read all of the Bronte sisters and I can digest them as long as they have, Latin-based words. But I have the most difficulty with the simplest of standard English words. So hopefully we'll pay more attention to how we tier these words, because it's all based on the home language, or rather the primary language or variety that that child is bringing. And is it even equivalent or comparable to this standard English Roman scripted language that we're using as a grid?
Thank you, Dr. Pandey. This concludes the 8-part series. Thanks for listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast. Stay up to date with the latest in early childhood developments with future podcasts. For more information about the Early Childhood Leadership Academy, please visit www.erikson.edu. That's www.erikson.edu.
Please don't think that I want the last word, but may I have a final word about the word? And I mean that in an idiomatic sense. And this is another reason why the word is confounding, because think about it. A final word, may I have a word with you? And a final word, it's idiomatic. And yes, yet idioms are considered words. And idioms are the hallmark of standard American English. And yet children do not even learn idioms, or they don't acquire them in terms of the natural order of acquisition until about age 10 or 11. So think about how much more complex vocabulary gets when we look at idioms. So in a word, let's look beyond words. I'm sorry, that was more than one word.
Thank you, Dr. Pandy.
You're welcome.